If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
We have on with us today one of the most iconic female comedians. And is she ready? Are we all set?
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Okay, Paula is ready, and I'm ready, and are we good to go? So joining us today is Paula Poundstone as a female comedian, and we will talk with her what it's been like for her as an actress, as a comedian, as an author. She has been a commentator. She's been doing it all. And Paula, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. That's so weird. Okay. All right, we'll make it work.
I'm full voiced on my end.
Yeah, no, I put up my volume, so I think we're good. Paula, you were one of the first, you're the first female that won the ACE Award. You have been a real pioneer, one of the few successful stand-up comedians. And you're still at it. You're still performing live. What is it about stand-up that you love?
The audience is my best friend. There's so much fun to talk to. And it's just a joy to be in front of a group of people who've come out to laugh for the night to begin with.
Yeah.
It's a healing and a mentally healthy good thing to do. And I can use all the help with that I can get.
You are an author as well, and I, what's harder for you, writing or standing in front of a live audience?
Oh, writing, definitely.
Yeah. Tell us about the new book.
My new book, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. My book is it's memoir in nature, which I get to keep writing because I'm not dead yet. It is a series of experiments doing things that I or other people thought would make me happy. And each chapter is written as an experiment with the conditions and the hypothesis and hopefully the funniest field notes I've written. Because my book's number one job is to be funny. I think it pulls that off. Every chapter is written as an experiment, and the analysis section of each of the experiments is that's where I sort of return to my regular life, because the question for me wasn't whether I would enjoy doing a particular activity. The question was, what thing could I do that would give me, like a residual, something that I didn't just enjoy doing in the moment, but that I left with an umbrella, so to speak, for the inevitable on and off reins of one's daily life. So the analysis section of each chapter is the story of my regular life, raising a house full of kids and animals, being a stand-up comic, and being stuck being me 24 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a full life. I don't know if people realize that in order to... I took a course years ago about stand-up, a little community course here in the Boston area, and I did it because I wanted to get a feel for how I could be a little more, have a little more humor as what I do for a living, not to be a stand-up. And I was absolutely shocked at what we had to go through in this little course. It was a 9-week course, and it ended with each and every one of us having to perform live in a little divey place. And I have to tell you, it was terrifying, and it was not easy. And one of the young comedians that has some success in the Boston area came in one night and talked with us and said, if you are busy every night of the week starting out, you're never going to make it, because in order to make it in this business, it's not doing it every once in a while. It's not doing it just on the weekends. It's having to be available every single night, watching other performers, being a part of the show, and having your 5-10 minute gig. And it's a grueling, tough work for anyone, and you have to be really devoted and dedicated. And I have a new respect for comedians after that course.
Yeah, it is kind of a grueling schedule sometimes, but it's also fun. Hey, I used to bus tables for a living. You want hard work? It's that, and I did it every day. I worked 12 to 14 hours a day. And I never, no one ever applauded.
When did you realize?
I signed up to do it for free.
Yeah.
Which we do as stand-up comics, because the sort of college of stand-up comedy is open mic nights.
Right, exactly.
The premise being that anybody who wants to can go up for 5 minutes.
Right. When did you realize you were funny?
The opening... Let's see, the first sentence of the last paragraph of the summary letter written by my kindergarten teacher in May of 1965 says, I have enjoyed many of Paula's humorous comments about our activities. And that was written by Mrs. Bump. And I assume I was doing a tight five on the Play-Doh or something.
Yeah, yeah. So you had it since you were a young kid. You were so little. And I have to ask you, as a female comedian, I just have to ask you, there were so many people that have gone before you, and, the late Toady Fields, of course, Phyllis Diller. Who's your list? Who do you have that you look at and you say, okay, if it weren't for these women, I don't think I could be where I am today?
Well, certainly the ones that you mentioned. But, there were a lot of really, the show Laugh-In that came out when I was in about the fifth grade. Laugh-In was this very popular, very cutting edge show mostly sketch comedy. But it was hosted by a couple of stand-ups. It was called Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And it was a very, issues-oriented. I'm amazed what they got away with saying on that show. But that
That's right.
was the show that brought us, or brought to our attention anyways, Lily Tomlin. And,
absolutely. And Goldie Hawn, but Lily Tomlin, absolutely.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn, too, but Lily Tomlin, I mean, Lily was the, she wasn't billed as the star of the show, but, man, she was the breakout star of that show.
Oh, God, yeah.
All the characters.
Edith?
Edith
was one of my favorites.
National treasure. I mean, she does all sorts of different stuff, acting and you know, I guess she it's some West Wing and Desperate Housewives. I mean, she's been around forever and hasn't lost a lick of what she does. She's still extremely funny and a really wonderful actress. I would say gifted, but I don't believe in gifted anymore. I ascribe to Malcolm Gladwell's theory of talent, which is that it comes from practice and access and attitude, and that nobody's really born into the world knowing how to do any one of these things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. It makes sense, though. It makes sense.
He actually gives a terrific book called Outliers, where he explains how he got to this belief, and then he also explains how everybody that we believe, like that, whether it's the Beatles or Mozart or I don't know, everybody that we believe to have been these young proteges and geniuses, he explains where they got the.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I have to tell everybody, because you're on tour. You're on tour right now. You have some very big gigs coming up. One of them in Boston next week, or the 24th, and the 22nd you're in Spokane, and you're in Denver on the 17th of June, and St. Paul on the 16th.
And is this coming Saturday, the 17th? I'll be at the Paramount Theater in Denver. Tell
yeah,
my little
yeah.
jokes.
This was so great. Thank you so much for being with us today, and congratulations for all that you've accomplished and all that you do, and for making us laugh. Thank you so much, Paula Poundstone. And we will be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 or 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And joining us now is an author of a memoir. And I just want to congratulate Mark Lubeck for the courage to write his memoir. His book is called My Lovely Wife in the Psych Ward. And it's such a... Mark, congratulations, by the way. You're a teacher, freelance writer. You've worked. Your work's been published in the New York Times, The Atlantic, Wired. And you are currently the ninth grade dean at a school where you also teach history. You live with your lovely wife and son in the San Francisco Bay Area. And tell us a little bit about your love story and what you've had to endure.
Sure thing. First off, thanks for having me on this morning. My wife and I met when we were only 18 years old. We met our first week of college and fell in love very quickly and felt like we had kind of this, I don't know, fairy tale romance. And everything was going really well until we were 27. We were in our third year of our marriage, and really unexpectedly, Julia suffered a psychotic break. She hadn't really had any previous indications of a mental illness before, and she started this new job, and the work anxiety hit her really hard, and it basically had her not spitting, not eating, and then eventually having delusions. And so I had to take her to the emergency room, and they suggested she needed to go to the psych ward. So basically, this fairy tale romance was thrown for a loop with the most unexpected of curveballs.
Sure. I mean, you expect to have this wonderful new relationship, and it ends with her being put into a psych ward. You probably were expecting her to be on meds and take her home, and that's not what happened. And tell us how it's unfolded in the past few years and what the journey has been like.
Well, since that first hospitalization, Julia has been hospitalized a total of 3 times. Just to give you the timeline, her first was in 2009, and it looked like she was psychotic for about a month, and then that was followed by a really lengthy suicidal depression, at which point I was home. I had taken a lot of time off work to stay home and care for her and honestly keep her safe. After that, she came out of that episode and was fully back and, like, resumed working, and everything was going well. And things were going so well that with a consultation at the doctor, we had a child together. And then, unfortunately, when our son was 5 months old and Julia ended her maternity leave and went back to work, she had her second episode. That was in 2012. and that had a really similar appearance, psychotic for about a month, and then suicidal for many months after that. And then lastly, she had her third episode in 2014 when our son was 2.5. The journey has obviously been difficult. You know, it's very demanding to be the caregiver for someone who can go through these periods of instability. But I think that really what's at the heart of the message of the book is that Julie and I have learned how to work together, how to listen to each other's needs and our hopes for what the recovery will look like. And ultimately, the reason I really wanted to write this book is because I think that this is a story of hope around how families can work together and navigate these difficult crises, but still do so in a way where you actually strengthen your relationships rather than have the relationships fall apart. And there were certainly moments where it felt like we were on the edge as far as our marriage. I mean, this is a really, really strained, tense situation that was hard. We processed it in different ways, and it took us a lot of time and work, but we are in a position now. I mean, it's been 2.5 years since her latest hospitalization, and honestly, it feels like things are as good as they've ever been for us as far as the strength of our relationship and feeling like we've really taken this difficult experience and put it in the right context of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling at this point, and this is a, you know, one of the problems is that we don't know, you know, when you have a broken arm, you go to the emergency room, they look at it through x-rays, they see what's wrong, they set the arm, they give you a prognosis, you have physical therapy to rehab the arm once the cast, you know, I mean, it's a whole procedure you go through.
Right.
And you mend and you heal and your arm heals and you get the help. And unfortunately, with mental illness, we don't have the diagnostics. We don't have the skills. We don't have that insight of when is this episode, is it ever going to happen again, or when will it happen again? And so living on that uncertainty, tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, you know. And to be honest with you, when Julie first got sick, I was expecting it was going to be like a broken arm, that they were going to say, okay, this is what it is, and here's the pills you take, and everything's going to be fine. But, you know, the human brain is such a complicated organ. Yeah. And psychiatry basically identifies symptoms and tries to give a label to a person. But what someone's diagnosis looks like for them could be radically different than what it looks like for someone else. And so the first thing I've had to accept is that Julia's illness is unique to her. She has the diagnosis of bipolar disorder, but her bipolar looks exclusively like it looks for her, right? So as far as the uncertainty, that is a challenge. However, the truth is like I was, we've tried to address that. Like, we don't want to be sitting here living in a constant anxiety of, could something get bad again? Because that anxiety could actually help make things bad, you know? And so what we've done really is try to come up with a plan for if there's a relapse, how we would handle it. You know, what would we do about Julia's job? What would we do about our son? What would we do about my job? We already have answers sorted out for that. And, you know, that's a really unique way to look at medicine because, you know, if someone has cancer and then the cancer goes away, if you plan for it to come back, it almost feels like you're, like, accepting that the cancer's not gone. It's almost like you haven't cured it. You're, like, defeated by it, you know?
Right, and, right.
I had to really change my thinking around that, that, like, because this is something that we don't fully understand and it has the potential to get back, it's just naive and it's setting us up for more heartache and resentment and trauma if we aren't proactive around it. Right?
Well,
I
give you so much credit, Mark, for what you're doing in the life that you're leading and being so honest, and because I know that if you're having these issues, there are many people out there listening who also are suffering and silently. And so I commend you for the book. And how can people find out more about you, the book, and all the work that you're doing?
You know, first I just want to say thanks because I do hope that people can find some inspiration from our story. If you want to learn more, I've written about this in various ways, but of course the book, you can go to my website, which is marklukach.com. You can also find the book.
We
got to
go. Thanks, Mark.
Amazon.
We
got to
go.
Okay,
we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Bye-bye. Stay tuned.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Sol Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Sol technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and joining us now on Biz Talk Radio is Liz Crocker, who is the author of Transforming Memories. And Liz, welcome to the program. It's so nice to have you with us.
Well, and it's great to be with you, Frankie.
Tell us about this book, because it's a very interesting exercise that you give us in the book, Transforming Memories.
It's been fascinating for us. What happened was, years ago, three of us realized that we were all children of alcoholics, and we thought it would be good to share our experiences, and we shared them first with each other, and when we did, we realized we had known the fact that we shared the common background of having an alcoholic parent, but we didn't know... We felt like we learned about each other much more deeply. And so we decided to share more, and we thought it would be good to create a book of these shared memories for other people who may have grown up in an alcoholic family. What we didn't realize at the time was that we were on a much more reflective process. And so when we actually got to the exercise of putting together a book, we wanted to share not just some of the writings and experiences that defined us, but also we wanted to share our process, because we felt that people could benefit from possibly engaging in the same process of using spontaneous writing to uncover deep memories, and not just the facts of experiences, but the feelings of experiences. So the book is a combination of our writing, but an invitation to a process that people can use individually or in groups.
Liz, if you're on a speakerphone, could you put it off? Because I'm hearing a little bit of an echo, and I think it may be that you're on speaker, so that would be helpful.
Is that better?
Much better. Thank you so much.
I'm still hearing some feedback, but...
One of the major... pieces of alcoholism, and I think it's one of the opportunities in our culture we don't talk a lot about, and we used to, and I don't understand why it's not anymore, is that it really is a family illness.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm intrigued to hear you say that we used to talk about it, but we don't anymore. I've never been particularly aware of any time when it has been talked about.
Oh,
we didn't even talk about it within our own family.
I was just going to say, yes.
And that's true for the two other women who were on this journey together. And it wasn't until we all became older that we were able to just put our little tiptoe into a conversation with another person and mention that maybe we'd had this experience. But I agree. I think, you know, talking about something that feels like the elephant in the room, or anything that feels scary or shameful or that leaves you with feelings of guilt, putting it out into the open, oh my goodness, just taking the blanket off that dark thing is so beneficial.
Yeah. One of the other issues that we have is that the hidden rage and the anger and the fact that you may be sitting on a keg as well if you drink. And, I have one friend whose father is still to this day struggles with his alcoholism, who is a teetotaler. She will not even touch alcohol. She won't go near it. She's just made the decision that she was never, ever going to drink. I have another friend whose father was also alcoholic who does drink and won't look at the fact that she is using alcohol in not the healthiest way. So it's so interesting, the dichotomy here. And
yeah,
but this
it is
what,
interesting.
Yeah, this is what happens, though, when you grow up with a parent that has this addiction.
Well, and to be honest, Frankie, of course, there are some people who become alcoholics who have absolutely no family history of it.
But of course.
But having family history, I think, predisposes you. I mean, there's two schools of thought. One is that this is a sort of biophysical illness, alcoholism, and another school of thought is it's a choice and perhaps ricochets into the category of being a mental health problem. I mean, either way, it really helps if one is able to talk about it. I mean, if you're the person who is in the grips of alcohol and becoming an alcoholic or being an alcoholic, having somebody talk to you honestly about that is a real gift. And if you're somebody who's in the family and who's affected by it, knowing that you're not the cause, you're not responsible, and that you need to make sure that you protect yourself emotionally and find ways of nourishing yourself emotionally to get what you're not getting from that parent is also super important.
This is the cover of the book, Transforming Memories, Sharing Spontaneous Writings Using Loaded Words, and some of the words on the cover, if you can share with us what they are.
So we actually came up with a list of about 60 words, and these were words that could, you know, just immediately trigger a picture or an emotion, and we narrowed it down to a smaller list to write about. But some of the words, just to give listeners a feel for this: blame, feelings, forgiveness, siblings, survival, humor, abandonment, neglect, hope, humor even, which many people are surprised that we included that. But I think when you're in a traumatic situation, and alcohol is the one we're talking about, but I think it relates to almost any traumatic situation, there is sometimes a kind of humor that can permeate through.
Sure.
Sick or sane, either way. But we've all agreed that having a bit of a sense of humor was actually very helpful.
You know, and then you have resolution and survival and, you know, blame and the courage and courage and, you know, words that reality. You know, it's not an, you know, it's not an easy world on a good day.
And, true.
And let alone dealing with alcoholism in your life or with your parent makes it even more difficult. And unfortunately, the way in which we live today, if you have to look at someone who's drinking too much, or if they drink too much beer, for example, oh, how can they possibly be alcoholic? They're only drinking beer. And people make fun of it. Well, if you drink a lot of beer, you drink a lot, and that's the end of the story. I mean, you've got a problem. And it's so hard for families.
I absolutely agree.
And it's so hard for families to recognize and to accept that it doesn't have to be like this. The dysfunction of the family unit really is affected. And it is... it's very sad. And people that live with alcoholics can't accept, why can't they do this? And why, you know, because they're alcoholic. If they could be any different, they would. You know, it's such an interesting scale that you're on.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the most frustrating and wastes of time is trying to have an intelligent, rational conversation with somebody who is already gone, you know, too drunk. And yet I'm sure anybody who's lived in an alcoholic family has tried that that completely fruitless thing. The best hope is to have a conversation in a moment of sobriety. And maybe then you can reach them. But once somebody is already drunk or overdosed or whatever, there's no, the rational place from which we come just makes no sense. And it's like somebody speaking Chinese to somebody who speaks Hindi. It's just they're different languages and they come from different places.
Yes.
But as a child, I didn't have the wisdom to understand that. And so that was something.
No,
that
of course,
I had to
of
learn.
Course. Yeah, Liz, the book is brilliantly done, Transforming Memories, and people can get the book wherever books are sold. And do you have any other information you want to give out?
Well, I also say if you are in a small community and you don't have a bookstore available to you, just get in touch with the publisher, bullpub.com. And we invite people in the book who want to embark on this journey to share their writings with us. We'd love to hear.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio.
My husband loves sugar.
Love it!
But it's so bad for him.
Don't care!
I've tried to get him to use artificial sweeteners, but he says he can taste the difference.
Yeah, because I can.
That's why I replaced the sugar in our house with Xylosweet.
And I... Wait, you did what?
Xylosweet is not an artificial sweetener. It contains all-natural xylitol and nothing else.
But it tastes just like sugar.
And it tastes just like sugar.
I've been eating something good for me?
Xylosweet has 40% fewer calories than sugar.
So you have noticed I've been looking thinner.
And Xylosweet is great for everybody, safe for people with sugar-restricted diets and people of all ages. My kids love it. And unlike sugar, Xylosweet may actually help reduce the risk of tooth decay.
Is that why my teeth have felt so great lately?
Yes. And because I replaced your toothpaste with Spry Xylitol toothpaste.
Oh. You're like a super spy.
You can find Xylosweet at fine health food retailers near you. To find your closest location, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Check us out at biztalkradio.com. Heard in many markets across this great country of ours at Biz Talk Radio. And joining us now is a gentleman who spent 38 years with the nation's first round-the-clock all-talk radio station, KABC Radio in L.A., and 38 years, and he was general manager, president, you name it. George Green is with us today. And George, how does one go from being a successful radio executive to a children's book author? And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie, and nice to be welcomed. First of all, you have to get older. So I left the company in 1996. I'm now 86 years old.
God bless you.
The theme of my life is you're never too old to be creative. So when I left KABC in 1996 after a great career, I decided that I was going to be a talent manager, and so I started George Green Enterprises, and I managed a lot of talent, including Larry Elder, who's still on one of the networks in Southern California, around the country, Salem.
Oh, sure. Larry's great, yeah.
And so from there, I decided I was going to write books about 3 years ago, and I've written 15 books. 12 of them are children's books. They're called George's books. I'm going to give you the quick punchline, then I'll sit here and just answer any questions. But I've got a website, georgegreen.net, and everything you want to know about me, all about my books, my children's books. They're all character builders. And they're all wonderful for grandparents to have for the grandchildren, or mothers and fathers who have young children who want to build a little character through great books. And they're all about animals who can't do what they're supposed to do, dogs who can't bark, and cats who can't meow, and pigs who don't want to get dirty in the mud, etc., horses with no hope. Anyway, take a heck of a lot of time to talk about the books. I'm delighted to be on your show. That's a quick 1 minute synopsis of me.
Oh, it's a wonderful synopsis, George. Absolutely wonderful. The newest children's book is called Zuki, the Zebra Who Lost His Stripes. And I have to say that you've dedicated this book, George, to a mutual friend of ours. And he is just an icon. As a publicist and as a human being, and Erwin Zucker.
Well, Erwin Zucker was a customer of my father, who was a barber in Hollywood. That was over 45 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
When I was at a page at NBC, just starting my way up the broadcasting ladder, he was a customer there. So I've always known Irwin, and then more recently I became a member of the Southern California Publishers Association, which he started 43 years ago. And one day when we were talking, he said, George, you know, when I was a young kid, they used to call me Zookie the Zebra. And so that's how I get my ideas of all my books. I said, oh, good, then I'm just going to write a book about you. And it's called Zookie the Zebra Who Lost His Stripes. Now, of course, Zookie falls in a puddle of mud, becomes a horse, because the mud covers the stripes and the sun hardens him. And so he hangs around with horses for a while. Then he goes back in the riverbed. The water, washes off the mud, and he becomes a zebra again. And so that's a good story about Zookie. And it's my pleasure to know him. It's my pleasure that you know him as well.
Yeah.
And that's how Zookie was written.
Oh, I love it. I love it. The books are terrific. They're beautifully illustrated. And I have to ask you, George, that the radio that you started in and the radio industry as a whole, I want to just go back to radio for just a moment. I mean, years ago, Jerry Williams, David Brudnoy, Gene Burns, you know, names that were local but known nationally, brilliant, articulate, fascinating men that gave you an opportunity to think. It's such a different world today with radio, George.
Well, it is. It changed because probably Rush Limbaugh was probably one of the most influential people for making the change, I guess. He's not as popular today as he was when a friend of mine, Ed McLaughlin, who was president of ABC, found him up in Oregon. But when I started, we started talk radio. We were the first all-talk radio station in America, as you said. That was 1960, and I was there. And when my boss, Ben Hoban, said, we're going to go all-talk, it was music, it was the Breakfast Club, it was a lot of different kinds of programs. And he says, we're going to go all-talk. I said, what is that? And then he explained, and we started a talk station, and then we found out that talk radio is able to deliver results because people would listen to Frankie Boyer. They listen intently. When you listen to a music station, you're not hearing the commercials as easily as you do on a business talk station or any kind of talk station.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
started it, and we didn't get ratings at first, but our clients started to enjoy being on the radio station because they were getting results, and that's the name of advertising, and that's the name of radio. And talk radio, when we started, didn't have a political philosophy to it. I hired people. I didn't know what their Democrats or Republicans or independents or socialists. There was only one word that guided me in hiring 100 different types of people, and that was the word fascinating. They had to be fascinating. They had to be the kind of people that I would sit down at a bar or a table or have lunch or breakfast or whatever and be fascinated with their mind and their thoughts and their opinions. And that's the way I hired my people. Then along came Rush and along came a lot of other people who decided that, oh, we're going to have conservative radio. We're going to have liberal radio. We're going to have this kind of radio or that kind of radio. And that was not my kind of radio. My kind of radio was just all interesting kind of people
that
you want to listen to.
Well, we want to have you back on because you're a fabulous guest, George Green. GeorgeGreen.net. Check out his books and the work that he's done. And thank you so much for being with us today. We'd love to have you back again.
I'd love to be back again. Yeah, by the way, Frank, you have a great voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you
smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.